From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. U.S. President Barack Obama has made history by visiting Hiroshima, Japan. Mr. Obama is the first sitting U.S. president to visit the city where an American warplane dropped the world's first atomic bomb on August 6, 1945. After laying a wreath at the Hiroshima Peace Memorial, Mr. Obama spoke of the lessons to be learned from the event.
Mere words cannot give voice to such suffering. But we have a shared responsibility to look directly into the eye of history and ask what we must do differently to curb such suffering again.
After his remarks, the U.S. leader greeted two Hiroshima survivors attending the ceremony, clasping hands with one man and hugging another. The United States dropped two atomic bombs on Japan in 1945, one on Hiroshima and days later one on Nagasaki. Nearly 140,000 people died in Hiroshima or shortly thereafter. Japan surrendered and ended World War II shortly after the bombings. G7 leaders said Friday that Britain's exit from the European Union could have devastating consequences for the world economy. In their final declaration after a two-day summit in Japan, the G7 countries said that the so-called Brexit would reverse the trend towards greater global trade and investment and the jobs they create, and is a further serious risk to growth. President Barack Obama has urged British citizens to stay in the Union. Britain holds a referendum on whether to stay in the EU next month. For more on these stories, log on to our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News.